You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We had full phone lines for Rattle Off and a bunch of people dropped off. That means lines opened up. So if you've always wanted to play today, and I mean right this moment, best chance to get through, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We do have Aaron on the phone. Aaron, what are you doing today?
I actually had an early day at work, so I'm about to be headed home.
What time did you get in?
Nice.
I got in at 7.
So you have a big whopping two-hour day.
Two-hour day, huh? Wrapping things up.
Huh.
Yeah. I just hope my boss doesn't listen to this.
What?
We hope your boss does. We hope everybody listens to their show.
What do you do, Aaron?
I am a professional toilet paper holder installer.
All right. He doesn't want to tell us what he does now. All right.
Okay, so
don't be such a weenie. Your boss is not going to be upset. Did you do a good job in your 2 hours at work?
I did a fantastic.
That's all that matters. This whole thing that bosses have about the amount of time, it should be about your productivity and the quality of your work.
That's just because Dom wants out of here right after the show.
Yeah, I mean, 9:42, I'm out the door.
He bounces.
What are you talking about?
I was very productive today.
There was an old slogan about radio disc jockeys. It used to be, do your four and hit the door.
Yeah.
So,
All right, Aaron. Well, go rest, buddy.
Tell us what you really do. What'd you say?
What do you do, man?
Okay, so it's Division 10 through 12 finishing installation. We do, like, toilet partitions, wall protection, storage lockers, fire extinguisher cabinets, bathroom accessories.
Ah, okay.
Okay, you do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, you did a great job today.
Yeah.
Huh. You working on an office building?
Today I was at Bank of America.
Oh yeah,
okay,
the BOA, sure.
Cool,
hey, Jeremy.
What?
I was going to say I didn't see you at the Van Gogh exhibit the other weekend.
You didn't? Were you looking for me?
Yeah, I remember we had a phone call. I don't think you guys liked me too much.
I don't recall. Don't hate me. We get a lot of phone calls.
Did you play Rattle Off or something?
I did. I was supposed to name 5 bands that you guys played.
Well, we always say you got to wait at least 2 months before you can call back in to play Rattle Off.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay.
But listen, we've had a great time talking with you.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't see you, man.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But listen, call back in, what is the favorite part? Call back in late April. For Rattle Off, you can call for all the other stuff we do anytime, but 2 months on Rattle Off. There's too many people who want to play.
Dang it.
I know.
Okay.
Don't be mad.
Okay.
I'm not.
You're a good guy. Did you enjoy the exhibit, by the way?
I did.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Aaron, thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay,
right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's 2 months. Otherwise, it'd just be the same
caught
people.
Caught him off guard, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know. At least he was honest. He was honest.
Sure.
I definitely like honesty, right? Don't you like honesty, Colin?
I do like honesty.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living? Now, don't lie about that. What do you do?
I mean, I do a few things. Right now, I'm following my dad to work. He cleans drapes, and I help him.
Really?
What does he use to clean them?
Like a steamer?
There's different solutions, and it's kind of like a steamer machine and vacuum and, you know, spot clean stuff. Different solution.
People got dirty drapes, I guess, huh?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, we're actually getting a lot of business up by the fire, so it's kind of sad to see,
Superior.
Sure, yeah.
All the houses burnt down.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what about just like, let's just say, like, hypothetically, Jeremy, who's nowhere near the fire, let's just say he's like one day decides he wants you to come in and clean 3 rooms worth of drapes. What does that cost these days?
You know,
roughly.
I actually don't know the actual cost.
He's just helping today.
How can you not know? It's your dad's business, and you're helping.
Because I don't ask him. You know?
You don't ask.
I don't ask him. I should probably start asking.
Ask him today and then call us back tomorrow and tell us.
Yeah.
Okay, my drapes are filthy.
Three rooms, average cost for steaming these drapes.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. We clean them right where they hang.
Yeah.
You don't have to
take them down.
You just run that little wand thing up and down them.
Clean as can be.
He's paying me $2.50 a day, so if that's any...
$2.50 a day?
You better up your rate.
Man, you need a raise,
so,
buddy.
So, it sounds like it's expensive to get your drinks done. $250, though.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad. And so he must be making some pretty good money. So I'm not sure. I know he's not the type that ups the prices when you can, though. I heard him having a conversation yesterday. He keeps them the same price That's
good.
The, you know, the inflation.
He doesn't hit you with some surprises while he's halfway through the job.
Oh, so he's not a good businessman, you're saying. So.
Oh, never. Yeah, he's a great businessman.
I'm just kidding.
He needs to squirt some ketchup on those drapes and be like, whoa, I found ketchup. It's going to be another.
$250 a day. How many hours will it take you to make that money?
You know, it depends. It could be
roughly
8 hours, could be 6 hours.
Let's say 6 hours. You're getting about $40 an hour then.
Yeah, not bad.
That's good. Okay. And you're hanging with your dad, too. So that's,
sure, you like your pop, right?
That's worth something.
Exactly. He's a good guy. Yeah.
I didn't know drape cleaning was such a big business.
Lucrative, man.
I had no idea.
Lucrative.
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am ready.
10 seconds. We're looking for five foods, and these have to be five foods that we've heard of. Five foods that are red. Five foods that are red. Ready and go.
Tomatoes, apples, pepperoni.
Strawberries.
Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberries.
Oh, Jolly Ranchers count?
Taffy.
If I knew I could say candy, then I definitely.
Well, it's a food.
Well, it's food, man.
Yeah. All day long. Okay.
Yeah. But well, strawberries is the biggie. What's that? Radishes.
Radishes. Red pepper.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Red peppers. Yeah.
It's in the name.
Mm-hmm. You know, Colin, we've enjoyed talking to you. I hope you have a great day, and don't inhale any of those chemicals, okay?
Or do.
Definitely not.
Whatever you're into.
You guys have a great one.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for noticing.
Wow.
Every time I get it. Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Hey.
All right, so now what's your day consist of?
My day consists of my kids' school being canceled for snow, dropping them off, and getting into work.
What?
Why? The sun is out.
It's
the sun is out.
I know, it's beautiful.
Are you like in the mountains?
What kind of wimpy school is this?
Well, Colorado Springs. So I work in Denver, but Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs?
Mm-hmm.
Did they get a lot of
snow? You commute back and forth from Denver to the Springs?
I do until I move in 2 weeks, so I have since the beginning of January.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
Wow.
It sucks.
Well, it does suck.
Especially with all that expansion that they're doing on I-25, man. That's
actually, the gap is great now. It's nice. All of the express lanes are open.
I have to admit, I have not made that drive in like 2 years. So
yeah, it's all better.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right.
You guys sound bored.
just a little bit.
Here's the thing. We're not bored at all. The thing is, we were talking earlier about how we've had such a thrilling day on the phones with people that I think it has zapped some of our energy, actually.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think we're spent. We've left it all on the field, man.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
You're moving to the Springs then?
No, I'm moving to Littleton from the Springs.
Oh, okay. Well, Jeremy will welcome you with open arms. He's a Littleton resident.
I do live in Littleton.
He will have you over for a little welcome to the neighborhood party.
Oh, that's
it'll be great.
Nice.
He does that with everybody who moves to Littleton.
I do.
He has a little welcoming party.
A little crockpot meal. And
about once a month.
Nice. We'll play Uno. Nice. It'll be a good time.
I'll bring some alcohol. It'll be good.
Hey, now we're talking.
Okay. All right, well, get a pen. Here's his address.
Okay, thank you.
Six. You got it? Six?
Yep, I got it. Okay.
Wait a minute. I think your address does start with a six.
No, it starts with a two.
Are you that concerned that people can find you with one digit?
No, you can find anybody you want right now.
Let's play Rattle Off. Jennifer, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
10 seconds. We need five. What's next on our list? Five hotel chains. They have to be chains of hotels, not standalone hotels. Five hotel chains. Ready and go.
Okay, Marriott, Hilton, IHG, which is Holiday Inn, Westin, and...
Oh, no!
How could you get four?
Did you say Hyatt? I don't think you said Hyatt.
I was just saying Hyatt.
She was explaining what the Quality Inn was. That's the ones that took all your time.
Yeah, the buzzer hit.
I couldn't get it out. That's really good, though, for hotel chains, I think.
You did pretty good. Solid four.
You could have just a simple Motel 6, and you would have had the prize.
So close.
Mm.
Next time.
Okay, next time. We'll see you in a couple months.
All I know that, yeah, 2 months. The other guy, I remember that guy. He made me mad because he said something.
Your phone is all screwy. We're having a hard time understanding you. I think it's because you're on the road. Jennifer, thank you. We appreciate you taking us on your long commute. One more shot for a winner. It's Angie. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
What's your day consist of?
I call myself driving Miss Daisy. I have a daughter who has epilepsy and she can't drive, so
you haul her around everywhere.
Good, you're a good mom.
Pretty much.
Where are you taking her today?
Actually, I'm coming back from dropping her off at work.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
So now what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
Grocery shop until I have to go and pick her back up.
It's a long day of grocery shopping.
Well, yeah. I'm sure I'll fit in a couple other things in there.
Okay, that's good. 8 hours of grocery shopping. Just wandering the aisles.
Those other things probably will be just as fun as grocery shopping, though.
Yeah, I get you. We hear you.
All those life priorities.
We feel you. All right, 10 seconds. Let's play a rattle off. We need a winner. If you don't get it, then nobody wins today. So,
ruh-roh.
Oh,
it's all up to you. 10 seconds. We need five precious gems, five precious gemstones, five different fancy rocks, if you know what I mean. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Ruby, diamond, sapphire, emerald, and garnet or opal.
Yeah, you got it. You're a winner. We knew you could do it.
You know stones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite, by the way? Yes. You have a favorite?
Probably an emerald or a sapphire.
Sapphire. Buy her a sapphire ring, Dom.
You got it. Whatever you want.
My oldest son should. He's September, so he should. I'm waiting for it.
I assume that is the birthstone for September. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, it is.
I feel like I got ripped off in that. It's not like I know a lot of this kind of stuff, but I did look up one time. And for my birthday month, is it Peridot? Am I in that right? Well,
is it August?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the pretty one either.
Mm-mm.
No,
I got ripped off.
My other son is June, and it's not really pretty.
None of them are really
Is
that
it Peridot
pretty.
Or Peridot?
Peridot.
Peridot. Yeah, Peridot is not great. So for August, you get a crappy birthstone, and it's, I think, the only month without a holiday.
Oh, poor
Dom.
Well,
your birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday, national holiday.
Oh, Peridot it's like light green.
I know, it's okay.
It's ugly.
But she's right. You know, I do have to say that...
Go Sean, it's your birthday. Mm.
Really,
it's the
April.
Gem of the sun.
April is a diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just face it. I got ripped off. No holidays and no good birthstone.
It's called the gem of the sun, though. That's powerful. It's a powerful stone.
You can have it.
Then it should be yellow.
Right. It's this weird green color. It matches your teeth.
It should be the gem of lime pudding or something. Listen, Angie, hold on so Josh can tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. See, once again, the calls...
So good.
Spectacular.
So good.